This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. 344 boys were released Thursday after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from their school in Nigeria. The governor of Katsina State said some boys remain missing. In a statement on the state channel NTA, he said, "We have recovered most of the boys, but not all of them," noting that the boys who were released were found in a forest in the neighboring Zamfara State. A Nigerian spokesman, Abdul Labaran, said in a statement the boys were being taken to the Katsina city and would be reunited with their families. The news came shortly after a video was released Thursday, purportedly showing some of the hundreds of Nigerian schoolboys kidnapped by Boko Haram. An Islamist militant who opened fire aboard a high-speed train traveling through northern Europe but was overpowered by three Americans before killing anyone has been sentenced to life in jail by a French court on Thursday. Moroccan national Ayoub El-Khazani was heavily armed when he launched his attack moments after the train crossed into France from Belgium in August of 2015. The attack was thwarted by passengers, among them three Americans, two of whom were in the military at the time, who rushed Khazani and disarmed him. Russia will not be able to use its name, flag, or anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years after a ruling Thursday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Lausanne-based court halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database in Moscow. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron held a video conference meeting after the Élysée Palace announced that he tested positive for COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.
In a statement made on Thursday, the president's office said the diagnosis was, quote, made following a PCR test performed at the onset of the first symptoms. The 42-year-old will self-isolate for the next 7 days, but his Élysée office added, he will continue to work and carry out duties remotely. It's not yet clear where he could have contracted the virus. In addition, in the last 2 weeks, Macron has met with numerous world leaders, including the prime ministers of Portugal and Spain, Egypt's president, and attended a summit that included the heads of state of Germany, Italy, Belgium, and the EU chief, among others. Prime Minister Jean Castex will also self-isolate after coming into contact with Macron over the last few days.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui. A second COVID-19 vaccine is closer to joining the pandemic fight, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A week after recommending emergency use approval of Pfizer's vaccine, Food and Drug Administration advisors are publicly reviewing another vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The FDA's Doran Fink opened the meeting with a sober reminder.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to worsen.
Moderna's Tal Zaks told the advisors help is on the way, with a trial showing the company's vaccine is safe and highly effective.
We believe the results support emergency use authorization.
The panel's expected to sign off, with the FDA itself likely to follow in hours or days, adding another weapon to the biggest vaccination effort in American history. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A resurgence of the coronavirus triggered an increase in the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims in the U.S. rose to 885,000 last week, up from 862,000 the previous week. The increase comes at a time when many employers are still cutting jobs, as the pandemic forces more business restrictions and causes many consumers to stay home. With layoffs elevated and the number of confirmed coronavirus cases exceeding 200,000 a day on average, Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed at record highs, even as congressional negotiators haggled over a COVID-19 relief bill. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.49%. The S&P 500 was up 0.58%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.84%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.